Hoosier Academy's virtual, Indiana's first online public charter school, has earned an F from the state for 6 years in a row. More than 3,000 students attend grades K through 12 from all 92 counties. Some thrive, but last year, 60% of the senior class dropped out before graduation. The State Board of Education will soon consider actions against the school. That could be a complete closure of the school or limiting the enrollment. In this first of two reports, WFYI's Eric Weddle looks at the challenges facing the school.
It's 11 a.m. on a weekday, and Piper Allman's fifth grade math class just began.
All righty, here we go.
She's at the Mooresville Library showing me what it's like to be a student at Hoosier Virtual Academy.
What are we seeing right now?
Someone is working out the problem on the board. She gives them tools.
Piper is using special software, a microphone, and a web camera that lets her talk with and see classmates and the teacher. They hold discussions or hash out an equation together, all from their personal computers.
And I think it helps a lot of other students, too.
Her mom, Anna Allman, says she originally chose the virtual school option for her older daughter, who is mastering math faster than her classmates at the public school.
Because it's really allowed them to excel and to achieve, I truly believe, way beyond what we could have gotten in our traditional school.
But hundreds of other students are failing at Hoosier Virtual Academy. Last year, 60% of the senior class dropped out before graduation, and more than 80% of students failed the state-required ISTEP exam. Just like a neighborhood public school, Hoosier Virtual Academy is funded by taxpayers, but it's managed by the Virginia-based K-12 Inc., the country's largest operator of for-profit charter schools. The state board delayed taking action against the school 2 years ago. Now it's been rated an F 6 years in a row, and the board could close it down.
We thought, I think, in the beginning of virtual education, that it would end up being top students, high flyers that wanted to move quickly. And that's not really what it ended up being, for whatever reason.
That's Byron Ernest. He's run Hoosier Virtual Academy for 3 years. He's a past Indiana Teacher of the Year, and he's a political appointee of the State Board of Education, the same board that will decide if his school remains open. Though Ernest says he'll recuse himself from the vote. He says he's desperately trying to fix the school's biggest challenges, students not logging on for classes, and a high rate of turnover. Last academic year alone, 1,200 students enrolled and exited the school. For some kids, Hoosier Virtual is a school of last resort, and Ernest wants the state to take that into consideration.
I really want those students, but I also know that it's going to be really hard to meet this accountability system in that kind of a world.
But others say Hoosier Virtual Academy's struggle is not unique.
You have brick and mortar schools that also struggle with student mobility and student turnover that are finding ways of reducing that.
That's Kariga Rausch with the National Association of Charter School Authorizers.
So I'm not certain that high turnover or student mobility by itself is a reason to kind of give any school a pass.
One way the school has chosen to deal with the high volume of unengaged students is expulsion. Last year, 246 students were kicked out for truancy. That's nearly 6.5% of the school. By comparison, the state's largest school district expelled just 7 students last year.
That being one of the bigger challenges is children enrolling here, coming here, and then not doing anything once they've started. And that's why that rate's high.
State School Superintendent Jennifer McCormick says some students thrive at online schools. They have drive and parental support. But she's troubled by the large number who are failing at Hoosier Virtual Academy.
They have probably already struggled in the traditional public. Now they're struggling in this environment. What avenues are we going to, them just dropping out is not a great option for Indiana.
In her first year as chair of the state board, McCormick will vote whether to shut down Hoosier Virtual Academy, limit its enrollment, or require new oversight.
It's unfortunate. It's been this many years, but it is what it is, and so we need to take some action.
Back at the Mooresville Public Library, Anna Allman is watching Piper finish her math lesson. If the school was shuttered, she says, the family would be devastated.
you've got these ratings on schools, these grades on schools, but you gotta break it down and look at the individual students that are being positively impacted, such as our family. We are incredibly well served by Hoosier Academy.
The State Board of Education will meet Wednesday. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.
In this second of two reports on the school, WFYI's Eric Weddle looks at the challenges and the resulting pressure on the school's leader, a member of the State Board of Education.
Testing 1, 2. Hey, I'm doing a mic check real quick. Can you give me a...
Math teacher Corey Barnett is getting ready to teach class. She likes to make sure she can see each of her students once a day. That may sound odd, but Barnett is a teacher at Hoosier Academy's virtual school. All classes are totally online.
But we're making sure that these students are not just sitting there, but they're, and I always call it active learning versus lazy learning. And so,
Barnett and others say lazy learning is one of Hoosier Virtual's biggest challenges. Students just not taking part in the online classes or logging on at all.
I should see 8 to 9 green check marks. Here we go. What is the lowest?
During Barnett's 6 years teaching at Hoosier Virtual, she's seen lots of teachers and heads of school come and go. On top of this, Hoosier Virtual has yet to work in many of the Indiana academic standards into its curriculum. These standards are the basis for exams like ISTEP and end-of-course assessments, the tests used to hold all public schools accountable. Barnett is one of the teachers working to address this. She's helping others incorporate more standards into the curriculum.
That's our strategy this year, and we'll kind of see, the proof will be in the pudding.
Improving academics at Hoosier Virtual is a goal for everyone. More than 80% of the students failed the ISTEP last year. And while some of the more than 3,000 students there thrive, in the past 2 years, the graduation rate at Hoosier Virtual has remained just above 20%.
John Marski, and I am board chair of Hoosier Academy.
Marski says early leadership and teacher turnover made for a rocky beginning at the school.
Obviously, whenever you have a head of school leave, the other potential is a lot of teachers leave. And so we struggled in those early days. And really, we hope, we believe we're stabilizing now under Byron.
Kern School Director Byron Ernest is an author and educator known nationally. He has more than 632,000 Twitter followers. He was recruited to lead Hoosier Academies in mid-2014 and was soon in front of the State Board of Education answering questions about the school's failures. It had 4 years of F ratings from the state at this point. Here's some discussion at a March 2015 meeting.
What is your mission and who are you recruiting?
We're recruiting any student that wants to come to us. We want to serve whoever wants that as an alternative for them, for their education.
During that meeting, the state board decided to wait 1 year before intervening at the school. 3 months later, House Speaker Brian Bosma appointed Ernest to the State Board of Education, calling him an agent of education improvement. This raised some eyebrows.
I would see it as an unfair advantage.
That's Teresa Meredith, president of the Indiana State Teachers Association. She's bothered that the board waited until this week, more than 2 years since that March 2015 meeting, to consider action against the school.
It seems inappropriate on the surface. It just seems like such a conflict.
I asked Ernest to respond to this criticism.
I'm sure a lot of people think you're getting a pass as this vote's been pushed down further and further.
Sure. Number one, I would say anyone that has a doubt about that should go talk to any state board member, and they will tell you that I have not talked about this, and nor will I. Not with staff, not with anyone. I have really... When I talk about being recused, I do recuse myself, right?
Past and current state board members I spoke with backed this up, as does current state superintendent Jennifer McCormick.
He has really done a nice job of just trying to stay clear of that, not swaying votes. But he's fighting for his school, and any great administrator would. So I respect that as well.
McCormick and other members of the State Board of Education will vote whether to close Hoosier Virtual down, limit its enrollment, or require new oversight at its upcoming meeting. As noted earlier in this piece, Ernest will not vote. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.